The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Rosh Chabur Beis Medrash Gevoya, and Mechaber Sefer Shevilei Tzion, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph says that with regard to the Mishnah that says that we're not ma'akev from Ketanim Litkaya, Hanashim ma'akevin. In other words, we are ma'akev al Yidei Hanashim. We do not let women blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Zach the Gemara, we learned that ma'akevin ayat noshim ayat dinoikis, that we do not let women or children blow. So Abaye says, not a problem. That's already an age-old machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Bnei Yisrael Samechim and Bnei Yisrael Samechis, that women are not allowed to do smicha and avodas and karbonis. And Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yosi hold that Bnei Nashim Samechis Rishus, that women can do smicha. So again, it's a machlekes if smicha can be done by women or not. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda that holds that Nashim can't do smicha holds also that they can't blow shofar. And Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon that hold the Nashim Samechis Rishus will also hold that they're allowed to blow shofar. Rashi explains this Gemara, that the problem with women blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah is Bal Taisif. And since it's a mitzvah, such as man grandma, and they're not obligated to do it, it'll therefore remain Bal Taisif. And in the Maskana, the Gemara is saying that according to Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon that hold the Nashim Samechis Rishus, we see that even though they are not obligated to do smicha, still it's not oser for them to do it. And who then all mitzvah, such as man grandma, Nashim will be able to do it. The Marsha is not happy with the Rashi. What do you mean Bal Taisif? Bal Taisif means if you add on to a mitzvah, but just to do a mitzvah out of the blue, but you're not obligated in the Marsha, asks the Lechera, it's not Bal Taisif. Similar to the Marsha's Tainas on Rashi, we find in Taisif themselves an Erev and Avtadik Vav, that they quote the Rashi over there that says that Havik Kib Bal Taisif, and they ask upon it. The Yem True over here also elaborates on this matter, whether it is Bal Taisif or not, and why Rashi said it is Bal Taisif. Now, Taisis over here begins that since we pass like Rabbi Yosi that holds Nashim Samechis Rishus, therefore Rabbi Natam said that not only is it a Rishus for a woman to be Mekayim and Mitzvah Zasei Shaz Man Grama, but they could even make a bracha on the mitzvah. And that's a famous big sugya, whether Nashim can make a bracha on a Mitzvah Zasei Shaz Man Grama. The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch Simen Yuzayin, and again in Hilchos Shofar, Simen Tavkuf Peites, paskins that women cannot make a bracha when they do a Mitzvah Zasei Shaz Man Grama. However, there are more argues, and he says that they could do a mitzvah seishas man grama. Now, interestingly enough, the Bir HaGro over there in Siman Yud Zayin, as well as the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Tavkuf Peites, seem to say that the issue with women making a bracha on a mitzvah seishas man grama is because of vitzivanu. How do you say Hashem Hashanah b'mitzvayse vitzivanu laniach tefillin? If you were not obligated, what do you mean vitzivanu? You're not obligated to make this to do this mitzvah. So why are you saying vitzivanu? That's what it seems over there. Similarly, the Tzlach in the beginning of the fourth paragraph in Brachas says that although women are not obligated in Musaf, they can daven nevertheless. Because although we say that women can't make a bracha of a tzivanu, that's because they're not obligated to make the bracha because they're not obligated to do the mitzvah. But Musaf, where they're not saying v'tzivanu, they can make the bracha no problem. As they state in Tzlach and Brachas, Tav Chavav. So we see that they seem to understand that the main question at hand over here is whether or not women could say v'tzivanu if they're not obligated. However, if you look in the Rishonim, when they discuss Rabbi Natan Shita that women can make the bracha, for example, the Ritzvan Kedushin of Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph, and the Ran in Kedushin over there, in the middle of his explanation he says as follows. They can make the bracha shareim b'chlal Yisrael shematzuvim lasas because they are part of Klal Yisrael. Ba'af heim yesh lehem reshus v'noit leischar. Shaper karinam bei v'tzivonah b'chlal kol Yisrael. So he seems to say two things. First of all, that they have reshus to do this mitzvah seishas man grama and they get schar when they do it. And second of all, they can say v'tzivonah because they are b'chlal kol Yisrael. So it seems that he's talking about two concepts. First of all, that they have reshus and they get schar for the doing mitzvah, and also that they're included in Gantz Klal Yisrael, including the men, which are actually obligated. So he seems to be addressing two different issues over here. Rabbi Elchanan and the Kovetz Shiurim, at the end of the first parak, from the end of the Sechta Kedushin for that matter, and the Kovetz Shiurim, addresses this, and he wonders, why is the Rishonim mixing two separate spheres? Well, if you look in Taisis Bayos, Taisus, when he discusses whether or not you can make the bracha on a mitzvah of teshas man groma, he includes in the mix the Hakadosh Shel Pesach. He also mentions Birchas HaTorah, brachas which don't say Vitzivanu normally. Again, Birchas HaTorah, we have both. But HaKaponim, HaKadosh Shel Pesach, there's no Vitzivanu. And still he's discussing that if you're not allowed to make a bracha on a mitzvah which you're not obligated on, then you shouldn't be able to make the bracha on HaKadosh Shel Pesach. And I think the answer to all this is very simple, because there are two issues at hand. For example, Rashi that said that it's Maltaisif, and holds that you're not allowed to do it, says also in Sukkah Daf Mem Beis, as explained in the Hagai Sashri over there in the end of the third parak in Sukkah, that a woman who makes a bracha, a woman is not only not allowed to make a bracha on a mitzvah seishas mangaron, but actually a lulav would be mukta for her, because she has absolutely no kiyum whatsoever. So in other words, if someone would make a bracha on a tilas lulav and shake a lulav, if a woman has no kiyum whatsoever and it's mukta for her, then there wouldn't just be a problem that she's not obligated in the mitzvah. Even if she wouldn't have said v'tivano, it would be a problem, because she's making a bracha l'matola. If let's say you make a different bracha on a mitzvah, for example, you say Hakadosh Shel Pesach. If there's a bracha there without v'tivano, if you're not obligated on Hakadosh Shel Pesach, then it's a bracha l'matola. So besides for the issue of v'tivano, there's a much more general problem, that if it's not a ma'isa mitzvah for you, then you can't make the bracha at all. I believe those are the two things which the Rishonim are addressing. And it could be that the Goyin and the Mishnah Berurah are going to Maskana that Lamaisa, you can't say Vitzivanu, so therefore they wouldn't get the first base by making a bracha. Because they're not going, obviously, the Mechaber is not going with the Rishonim's Teretz, that they can apply themselves and become part of Klal Yisrael and make the Vitzivanu by way of the Anoshim. Now, we find, Legavi the Mitzvah of Birchas HaLavana, we find that the Meiri in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Beis by the Sugya of Birchas HaLavana says that women make the bracha. However, the Magen Avraham in Siman Tav Chavav says a couple of reasons why women are not obligated to make Kiddush Levana. One of them is because it's a mitzvah of Seish Azman Groma, because it's only once a month. Rabbi Shulev Diskin argues, and Rabbi Shulev Diskin holds the same thing. However, the Chachmas Shleima in his Agoyis over there in Shulchan Aruch, and again in Chuvah Sa'elef Lecha Shleima, Siman Kuf Tzadik Gemel, argues strongly that it's not a mitzvah of Seish Azman Groma. Should there have been Kiddush Levana at any time, I would be able to make the bracha. It just happens to be that it only happens once a year. In other words, it's not really time restricted. Birchas HaLevana is not something that is only like Sukkot, that's once a year, or only like even Rosh Chodesh, which is once a month. It just happens to be that it's once a month, but theoretically, if there would be a Kiddush HaLevana every single day, you would be able to make it. So he argues that since it's not intrinsically a mitzvah of Seish Azman Groma, it would not be potter. However, the Magen Avraham holds that it is potter. I was thinking of an interesting twist on this. The Magen Avraham, in his Pirush Zayas Ranan on the Yalkut Shemayni, says in Shmuel Aleph, Ois Hey, that the reason why women are potter from a mitzvah of Seish Azman Groma is because they do not have a Yeter Toiv Kol Kach. They don't have a Yetzer Tov as much as men, and therefore, if you tell them that they have to do a mitzvah constantly, then fine. But if you tell them that they have to do a mitzvah at a certain time, then, oh, oops, I missed it. They don't have the Yetzer Tov to properly be focused and tuned into the time as much as men do, and therefore, they are part of a mitzvah as Azman Groma. So I was thinking, if we go with that logic, with the Magen Avraham and Zayas Ranan, perhaps he's going to Shitasai, that he holds that any mitzvah which at the end of the day is not always naig, it's only some of the time, even in Kiddush HaLevana, you'll tell me it's not intrinsically a mitzvah of Seish Azman Groma, but l'maisa, it's not naig all the time, and it is therefore a mitzvah of Seish Azman Groma, because l'maisa you need the Yetzer Tov to be focused. Even if the reason why it's restricted to time and not always naig is not intrinsic, it's because of a zaytik reason, but l'maisa nevertheless, we only make mitzvah, we do not obligate women to make a bracha or to be mekayim a mitzvah that has any time restrictions, and therefore the Magen Avraham Lishitosai holds that it's a mitzvah of Seish Azman Groma. Reb Shlomo Kluger, however, is arguing that no, it's not really a mitzvah of Seish Azman Groma, it just happens to not occur all the time. Now, with regard to the Etzim Shaila about mitzvah of Seish Azman Groma, there are many different issues to discuss. For example, there's a machlokes rishonim on the Flama Dalet Amud Aleph in Kiddushin with regard to Micah, because on the one hand it's perhaps a mitzvah of Seish Azman Groma, but on the other hand, actually there's a pasuk over there that says that women are potter, but on the other hand there's also a lav of Lesasim Damim Beveisecha, and there's a machlokes rishonim b'makom where there's a lav, do we say that women are still exempt from a mitzvah of Seish Azman Groma, or is it only when it's a asay alone? But if it's a lav also, then the lav they're not potter for. We know obviously that lavin are not going to be included in this tour. If you have a lav which was time restricted, women would be obligated. So therefore, if let's say you have an asay and it has a lav, which according to some Rishonim is coming to be mechazik the asay, and therefore, if they're exempt from the asay, they're exempt from the lav as well? Or do you say that no, even if you're exempt from the asay, but you're not exempt from the lav? So machlekes Rishonim over there in kedushin daf lamed aleph mid aleph. Similarly, there's a famous pasuk on daf chaf tes mid aleph over there in kedushin, in the sugis of mitzvah asay shas man grama, that pasuk asks a kasha. Why do we need a pasuk to pater isha from milah because of oisai veloy oisah? Milah is a mitzvah asay shas man grama, and therefore it should be pater anyway by women. What do you need a pasuk for? So Taisus says the Teretz over there, other Rishonim say different Terutzim, as is famous and can be heard by many Brisim. However, Taisus in Megillah, Daf Chaf and Medbei, says a different Teretz. Taisus says that since Milah is an Asei Yesh Bekaretz, I would have thought that an Asei Yesh Bekaretz is more Chomer and it's not included in this exemption of Mitzvah Asei Shas Man Grama that women normally have. So we have to understand what's the machlekes Taisus in Kedushin and Taisus in Megillah. Taisus in Kedushin did not like this teretz of an asei sheyesh bekaretz is chomer and therefore it's not included. Also, we find that there's a machlekes with regard to smicha, for example, if it's included in the mitzvah asei shas man grama. Taisus seems to say in Kedushin daf lamed vav as well as in Menachas daf tzadik gimel that perhaps smicha is considered a mitzvah asei shas man grama. Now, smicha is very similar to the machlekes that we mentioned of the Rav Shlomo Kluger and the Magen Avraham, because smicha in itself is not a din that's only noyig b'yayim. The reason why smicha is only noyig b'yayim is because there's a technical din of tekef l'smicha shchita, and since smicha shchita's din is b'yayim, so therefore smicha's din is also b'yayim. However, smicha in itself does not necessarily have to be b'yayim. In fact, if you'll have 100 shutfen on a carbon, they'll actually do smicha one after the other, and perhaps the first guy could do smicha before Aleis HaShachar. In any event, however, Taisa says that smicha is called a mitzvah asei shazman groma. A similar concept we find with regard to Taisa Siyayim HaKippurim. There's a Taisa Rosh in Kedushin Daf Lamed Vav that assumes that Taisa Siyayim HaKippurim is a mitzvah asei shazman groma. And the same thing really applies to the whole mitzvah of Erev Yom Kippur, especially if you hold it to preparation for tomorrow. You could have done the mitzvah of Erev Yom Kippur all year round, but at the end of the day, it's only on Erev Yom Kippur where you can prepare yourself for Yom Kippur. Rabbi Kiva Eger talks about this in Tshuva Tazayin. All these things which are, oh by the way, mitzvah asei shas man grama, do we consider them a mitzvah asei shas man grama or not? That is a big shiloh. Now, first of all, I want to mention two things. Number one, with regard to smicha, perhaps we could learn that tekef l'smicha shchita is not just a separate din, it's actually a din that smicha and shchita go together. And therefore it's the alfusa that smicha zman is only when shchita zman is. Since there's a din of tekef l'smicha shchita midaraisa, so therefore smicha's time is automatically only from Aleis HaShachar until Shkia, excuse me, from Netz until Shkia, as is, I should say Aleis HaShachar perhaps, until Shkia, as is Shkita. And if that would be the case, then it wouldn't really have to do with what we're discussing. Secondly, I want to point out that we said that maybe the Magen Avraham is going in the Shitasai. We also find another reason why women are potter from Mitzvah Asei Shas Man Groma, which is the more common reason of the Avodram and the Kolva, that they say that since women are Meshuvid to their husbands, therefore they are potter from Mitzvah Asei Shas Man Groma. The obvious question on that is that why isn't a girl who's not married yet chayav in mitzvah asei shas man groma? And I believe that the obvious answer to that is that the Avodram and the Kolvoy are just saying a reason. And therefore, we do not change the halacha because of that. They're just being mice of a time with a crow. We do not go the whole entire gamut of all the rules of a mitzvah based on a specific rule, although said by the Rishonim. In the same vein, I believe that even though the Magen Avraham said that Svara and the Zayitz Ramon, not necessarily shall we change the halacha because of that. And with that, we can understand that the Magen Avraham in Siman Shana Aleph says that Kavolas Pnei Arav, the regel, is not a mitzvah, is women are chayav in it. L'chayre, it's a mitzvah say shazman groma. Getting back to what we were discussing. First of all, there's a shailah for asay that has a lav with it, is still included in the Ptur of Mitzvah Asay Shaz Man Groma. Second of all, there's a question if an Asay Sheyesh Bekaris is still included in the Mitzvah Asay Shaz Man Groma Ptur. Thirdly, we discussed about things that are not intrinsically a Mitzvah Asay Shaz Man Groma, but just, oh by the way, they happen to be a Mitzvah Asay Shaz Man Groma. For example, Taisus Yom HaKippurim, Smicha, and Birchas HaLevana. What is the Shaila with all these things? Whether they're Mitzvah Asay Shaz Man Groma or not? Now, the Rambam says in Parikid Beis Vinilchus Avodah Zarah, when he talks about the din of mitzvah asei shas man grama nashim pturis, he says kol mitzvah asei shehi mizman lezman In other words, that it's not always noyig. Rashi, however, says in Kiddushin, mitzvah shazman goyim lo shetovay. Rashi leans more to the direction that it's intrinsically zman restricted, whereas the Rambam sees that anything that at the end of the day is not always noyig, it is only noyig sometimes, periodically, and it is a little bit time restricted, even if it's not an intrinsic time restriction, but if it is not noyig all the time, women would be potter. Perhaps we could say, derech pilpul, that you could clear a question, what does the Gemara mean that nashim are potter from mitzvah seish hazman groma? Is it as if the pasuk never said those mitzvahs for women altogether? We learn out from the drashas and kedushas of Lamed Hey that women were never given the whole mitzvah seish hazman groma, or of course they were given it just as men were given it, and just they have a p'tur of a mitzvah seish hazman groma. They have like a p'tur that women, like we said, the Abu Dram or the Magen Avraham or whatever it is, that women do not have to do mitzvah seishas mangrama, they are exempt. But it's not like it was never given to them. If you say like that, then it would be easier to understand that the Rishonim say that they're mechal kol Yisrael, because it was given to everybody, they just happen to have a p'tur. However, if you say that it was never given to them, then it would be much more understandable, the shita that hold that they can't even say v'tzivonu, they have nothing to do with the mitzvah. It would also be understandable, the shaila about if an asay that has a lav with it, or asay sheyesh bekaris, makes a difference. Because if you say that the asay was given to them, just that they have a p'tur, so perhaps the p'tur would not pass when it's more chomer, when there's a lav, or there's asay sheyesh bekaris. However, if the asay sheyesh man groma were intrinsically asay sheyesh man groma, in other words, it in itself is man groma, was never given to them, then who has in over here will say that it was never given to them. And the same thing applies with regard to the things that are zaitig of mitzvah asay sheyesh man groma, for example, smicha, kiddush levona, and tzitzis yom kippurim, and so on. Since they themselves are not intrinsically a mitzvah asay sheyesh man groma. You can also add, there's a famous chakira from the Brisker Rav in Erech and Daf Gimel about Afhein Hoyev Oisei Anes, which obligates women in the mitzvahs of Chanukah and Purim and so on, because they were also part of the Nes. Doesn't mean that we use this as a new machayev for women, although they should naturally be exempt because it's Zman Groma, the Rabbanah made a new machayev, or doesn't mean that the Rabbanah were mafkia, the original p'tur that they have of a mitzvah of Seisha Zman Groma. That's the Brisker Rav's chakira. Now, if we say that they never ever got the asay altogether, and you can't say that Afin Hayu Ba'isyanet is Afka from their p'tur, because if you take away their p'tur, they don't have anything, there's nothing to take away. But if you say that they have the chiyuv just like men, just they have a p'tur, then it makes a lot of sense to say that it was Afka from the p'tur.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.